Welcome to the Ship Show. Captaining us today, well, we actually have no idea, but that's why we call it a ship show. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Ship Show, part of the Callaway Podcast Network. Actually, today, the co-host is Jeff Newbarth and myself, Lex. I'm your host, your actual host. Jeff is joining me on the phone, though, all the way from Orlando, Florida. Jeff, how's it going?
The bi-coastal edition of the show.
Yeah, it is bi-coastal.
I feel like I'm more of a guest than a co-host.
I know.
I feel more like a guest.
It feels kind of weird. I don't think we've ever had you in the guest chair on a podcast or in the guest role since you're not in the chair across from me right now.
I'm sure we have, and I'm sure someone on the THP forum is going to happily point out every instance that this has happened. But I'm happy to be here, and what an exciting day.
Yeah, it's a really exciting day. February 18th has been on our calendars for a little bit because there is a documentary premiering on the Golf Channel tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time about our Chicopee golf ball plant. And Jeff, you were at Morning Drive today with Petra Petrich and Vince Simons to do a little bit of an appearance on, like, on the TV. On the TV. Yeah, wow. Grammar's going great today.
Is that what you millennials call it?
Yeah, on the TV. What can you tell us about that? Yeah.
It was exciting. I would be remiss if I don't mention that Finley was here, mostly because Finley will be mad.
Right.
If we don't mention
sorry,
he was
Jason.
Here. But yeah, so Vince and Petra, as you stated, appeared at 8:40 on Morning Drive. Matt Adams, which was a perfect choice to kind of host that segment because he went to Chicopee a couple of years ago when Morning Drive did an entire show from Chicopee.
Yeah.
Kind of teed them up on, you know, the stories that you're going to see tonight in this documentary, this great history of this plant, really all the way dating back to the Revolutionary War, the heyday where they were making, you know, almost a million golf balls a day, the tough times being sold, and now this $50 million multi-year capital investment, completely modernization of the plant, and to hear Vince and Petra talk about it with Matt was awesome.
Right, it's really cool because obviously, you know, Petra's been a part of it for the last few years, almost a decade since she started at Callaway, but Vince has been there through all of its different brands and through the times that they were not only manufacturing golf balls, but other kinds of like sporting equipment as well. So to see that evolution, to talk about that investment that's gone into it is something really special. And we're really excited to have that premiere tonight. Ooh, sorry, just got
a notification. Yeah, and you know, Vince, you know, right off the bat, Matt asked Vince about his father working there because Vince's father, who's in his 90s, worked there, you know, for many, many years. And then asked about, you know, like you said, they have the Spalding NBA contract there. They had so many things in team sports. And it's really just a historical, you know, place you may not think about, but you probably should, especially, you know, if you take the golf ball for granted, like some people do.
Yeah.
It's really an engineering marvel of how something has to be perfect all the way around and amazing on the inside in a very small space using many, many different materials, you know, and different processes to make it happen. And you're going to learn all about that on the documentary tonight on Golf Channel.
Yeah, and I think the other part about that too that we've touched on a little bit over the last week is just the people and the way that the reinvestment not only, you know, obviously touches consumers through like the product that they're going to get, but it's that factory has provided a lot of jobs, not only for, you know, people who've been there a long time like Vince, but they've been able to hire on a lot of new people as well in the last few years.
Yeah, so I've been trying to think of an example, Lex, and you probably won't know what I'm talking about because, as usual, you're too young. But, you know, I went to college in Syracuse, New York, and about an hour from Syracuse was the town of Rome, New York, not to be confused with Rome, Italy.
Right.
And Rome, New York is where Kodak was based, Eastman Kodak was based. And you may not remember this, but there used to be this thing called film that we put in cameras.
Yeah.
And we used when we wanted to take pictures, and we were very limited by what we could do. And we had to have different ISO speeds for different types of light. You know, that whole factory shut down, and the entire area of Rome, because I had a friend of mine in college who grew up near there, and we would drive there, and it was just like a deserted wasteland. The whole town was affected.
Yeah.
That was sort of what was going to happen in Chicopee if this wasn't done right. And the fact that they were, you know, they went from thousands of employees down to, you know, just over 120. And now they've tripled that workforce and it's growing each day is a testament to everybody there and the leadership that is in place to make a great product and to employ great people. And I feel the same way. I know that you do. Every time we leave that plant, you feel inspired and you're smiling because the people are just what make it. It's not about the machines. It's about the people. And to be able to have these people thriving now when very easily Chicopee, Mass. Could have turned into Rome, New York. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rome. You know, it's nice to see. And that's a great thing that the story tonight really touches on.
Yeah, it's really true. It's funny because, like, I'll say to my parents how excited I am to go to Chicopee, Massachusetts, and they're like, really? And it's like, yeah, there's something different there. There's definitely an appreciation for, like, what they have and what they do. And to be able to, like, go and take my golf balls and tell people that, like, I've been where these are made and I've met the people that help to do this and I've seen their, like, drive and their, like, how their joy for what they do. It's just it's something else entirely. So we hope that everybody can see that and enjoy that through this documentary that is airing tonight on the Golf Channel, the Ball That Changed a Town, the story of the Chicopee Golf Ball Plant at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. It'll re-air later in the evening, 10:30 Pacific, 1:30 a.m. Eastern, and again tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. Some other news for us over here at Callaway Golf. We had a couple of Maverick wins over the weekend on the Korn Ferry Tour and the Champions Tour, which is just great to see that continuing success of our new woods out on tour.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can argue that those are more impressive than when a staffer wins because the individuals who won with those clubs had choice. Mm-hmm. And they could have been in any club that they wanted to, and they tested and they found the one that performed the best for them. And this, both of these cases, it was Maverick, and it proved to be successful coming away with a win. I think that's a great way to measure success is not just on, you know, who wins counts or who does this with people who are being paid mm-hmm. to use. And look, that model is very effective too. And it's very profitable for lots of people, but it is interesting when you see someone who's a non-paid endorsee winning. You know, and let's face it, less and less manufacturers are spending money on mm-hmm. the Champions Tour than they used to. So there's a lot more open season, and Callaway has dominated the count on the Champions Tour mm-hmm. really since it became kind of fair game and the best product wins out.
Yeah, so really excited about our success there. If you want to know more about the Maverick Woods, you haven't checked them out or tested them yet, go to CallawayGolf.com or go to your like closest golf retailer. Go try them out. And, I mean, we can't promise you won't be disappointed, but we're pretty sure you won't.
I mean, you can promise anything, Les. I don't like to make
promises I can't keep.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure when you sit in that chair, you can just say whatever you want. And at least that's kind of the way I look at it. I'm so bummed. I was supposed to play tomorrow, but this stupid thing is stopping me again. And it's like 87 degrees in Florida right now.
Oof.
So the ball would have just gone forever because one thing that I have not been able to do since I have put a Maverick into play is play on a warm day. It was a little warm one of the days of the granddaddy, but it hasn't been like warm.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, I don't know how much of Riviera you got to watch,
mm-hmm.
But the ball was certainly rolling there. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
The ground game was working really, really well. But to be able to hit a golf ball in warm weather would have been interesting to see how well the new product performs.
It would be really interesting. But, you know, you will be back on your feet, for lack of a better term, before you know it, hopefully.
You know, the good thing is at least I'm not really impatient and angry about it. So
yeah, you too. I guess the other thing before we wrap up here today, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Hall of Famer Mickey Wright passed away over the weekend, 85 years old and one of the most influential women in golf. We are going to have a podcast with Michelle Wee tomorrow, and she is going to talk about her relationship with Mickey and some of the other influential women in golf and just what she did for the sport. And if you would really like to check that out, we hope you do. It'll be on Girls in Golf tomorrow at CallawayGolf.com, SoundCloud, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. This has been one of the shorter editions of The Ship Show, but please check out The Ball That Changed a Town, the story of the Chicopee Golf Ball Plant on the Golf Channel tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. Thursday, Jeff, I think you're back with us in studio. I can't remember at this moment.
I'm planning on being there.
All right. Well, we'll see you then. See you next time.
I don't know what we're doing for a podcast on Thursday, but we got 2 days to figure it out.
I don't know what we're doing either.
Until last second.
We did. I assume, hopefully, actually, I would really like to have Vince on Thursday, but we'll see.
Well, I'm sure you know who to call to make that happen.
I do. All right. Tune in to Golf Channel tonight at 10:30, and next we will see you Thursday on The Ship Show.